All right, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Good morning, I'm Tyler Russell. Really happy to close out the show this morning with an artist recently soloed off doing a show tomorrow at Coach House. Good morning, Stephen Kellogg.
How you doing?
Thanks. I know a touring band, especially with a van that broke down yesterday, may have trouble getting in a station at 9 in the morning. So thanks very much for making it happen.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, we got a whole setup in here. We're going to do a whole acoustic thing in just a little bit. Even a dude on a... Is that a cajon? That's what that's called?
It is.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
It is, yeah.
So where have you been? You just came down the coast, right?
Yeah, we kicked this tour off in the Midwest and did a couple weeks out there. And then we just this week started in Seattle and been working our way down, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you've been touring for a long time. Formerly Stephen Kellogg and the Sixers. Took that little hiatus and now the solo career is back. Was that the plan all along or...
No, you know, I've never really had a plan, but I'm about 12 years into it, yeah. And it seems to be working out. So, you know, I'd been playing solo for about 10 months after the hiatus, and it's fun to have a gang again.
Sure, yeah. And we do say solo, but you still have a full band, so.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's funny when someone asks you a question like, what's the name of the band? And they're like, Stephen Kellogg.
How do the band members feel about that?
I don't know. You have to ask these guys.
Yeah. They're giving thumbs up.
They don't have mics. So
we did have to turn down their mics to accommodate exactly. More Stephen Kellogg this morning.
Exactly.
So the show tomorrow night at the Coach House, there are still some tickets online, coachhouse.com, and we'll have some to give away in a little bit. What's the Southern California reception like for you usually?
It's great. It's every area of the country has its own merits, you know, and I've had some great shows in LA and some great shows in San Diego, and this time through we're kind of doing some of the not quite LA proper or San Diego proper. Sounds like San Juan Capistrano and stuff.
Yeah, so. San Juan, that's where it is.
Yeah.
Have any parts of the country really surprised you? Like, wow, I didn't think they would like my music or whatever.
Well, I've always felt like a little bit surprised. This is weird, but I've always felt a little surprised to be received well in the Southeast.
Okay.
I feel like, I don't know. I'm not sure why I feel that way. That was the toughest area in the beginning of my career.
Sure, like Florida, Alabama?
Like Alabama, Florida, you know, even like Kentucky and stuff like that. Those were such hard areas to play initially. Like,
sure.
I felt like I almost got like beat up at a couple of the shows early on. And so when a city comes around that hasn't previously been receptive, it's an amazing feeling.
Well, you do have some country tonality in your music.
Yeah, so you'd think they would like me.
Right.
Though,
yeah. Yeah. How would you genre-lize yourself? I mean, I'm sure you get that a lot, but I mean, what do you say?
I think it's rock and roll with a lot of words, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
As opposed to a lot of musical breaks?
Yeah, well, I mean, I mean, some of the songs are probably tip over with lyrics, but that's, you know, I never felt like a great singer or guitarist, but I really, the lyrics is sort of where I have the most fun myself. So I kind of, that's where I put it. I guess you could call it Americana.
Okay.
You
know? Yeah, I think that's a good word.
Yeah.
I read that you did a TED Talk, right? So clearly you are a vocalist first and foremost. How did you get invited to do that? What's that?
Yeah, it was funny because I got the call, and of course you say yes because you're honored or whatever.
Yeah, that's cool.
But then you realize what you signed up for is like epic and going to require massive amounts of energy. But the curator had been a fan of the music, and so she asked me to do it. And I didn't really feel like an expert at music, so I ended up thinking, like, what can I talk about? Because they want you to give your talk of a lifetime, the greatest talk you're capable of giving, and that's
right.
A pretty big gauntlet to throw down.
Sure.
So. But it was definitely one of the best experiences of my life. I mean, it was a really, really exciting, fun thing.
How much does songwriting relate to public speaking?
I think there's some relationship, you know, but probably more the playing shows relates
right.
to public speaking. And for me, being able to share ideas and a worldview and say, this is what I think is really a lot of why, it's a lot of what I enjoy about this. So doing a TED Talk isn't too different than making a record.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like, what do I want to say and what's the most effective way to say it?
Well, you're making music for all the right reasons, in our opinion, as opposed to... you know, money or anything else that other people get into the business for.
Yeah, nice vans.
Right. So
who needs them?
Nice vans with broken alternators.
Well, I appreciate it. You guys are really a great station. So it's kind of, I appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks, man. We're all about, you know, spirit and passion in songwriting, which I think you guys are too. So that being said, the Americana music, if you will, of Stephen Kellogg in studio right now, again, a show tomorrow night at the Coach House. Tell us about the first song you're going to do.
All right, I'm going to sing you a song off the new record called Lost and Found.
Cool. Whenever you guys are ready.
One, two, three, four. It's not that I closed off my heart. It's just that I've gotten so tired. You're trying to find an easy way out of this. So exhausting to keep you inspired. You can find me. You can find me at the lost and found. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if I don't turn around. Find me. Find me at the lost and found. Well, sometimes a man gets worn thin. On the brink of a break of an almost there win. Never enough money from what I can see. A labor of love, man, you gotta be kidding me. You can find me. You can find me at the lost and found. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if life don't turn around. Find me. Find me at the lost and found. Recognize me, I don't recognize you, and I don't know how we got here. I don't. Do you recognize me when you tell me it's through? 'Cause believe me, I don't recognize you. Possibly see. I'm not even sure if I think you should stay. It's like I don't know where to start. Do I set it on fire just to protect my heart? You can find me. You can find me at the lost and found. And don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if one day it burns down. Find me. Oh yeah, you could find me. You could find me at the lost and found. And you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised if you just look around. Find me. You find me at the lost and found.
Just me in the studio, so it's just me clapping. But there will be more people at the Coach House tomorrow. Well done. That was really,
thank
really
you.
Cool.
Thanks, Tyler.
Stephen Kellogg in studio, again, a show tomorrow night at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano. We'll go to a quick song and come back and talk a little more and do another live track. We're KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM.
Kirk, for stealing your heart away. Yeah, maybe I'm a crook for not caring for it. Yeah, maybe I'm a bad, 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 bad person. Well, baby, I know And these fingertips will never run through your skin. And those bright blue eyes can only meet mine across a room filled with people that are less important than you. Oh, 'cause you love, love, love when you know I can't love. You love, love, love when you know I can't love. You love, love, love when you know I can't love you. It's best we both forget before we dwell on it. The way you held me so tight all through the night till it was near morning. 'Cause you
It's a slower one by Of Monsters and Men. It's called Love, Love, Love on KX93.5. I'm Tyler Russell. Good morning. Stephen Kellogg in studio with us. Hello.
Howdy.
Guys got a show tomorrow night at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano. The full band is in studio, although just as of last year, you're touring under just your name, solo artist.
Just Stephen Kellogg. That's right.
The album came out in the summer called Blunderstone Rookery.
Well said.
Did I get
well
it right?
Said. You did. You nailed it.
What is it?
It's... This is the least rock and roll explanation you've ever heard, but
okay.
A lot of the album was kind of based on the book David Copperfield,
okay,
by Dickens, which is just a book that I've read at like tough moments in my life, and Blunderstone Rookery is his boyhood home, which was a place that was initially happy and became unhappy, but he makes his peace with it when he's a man. And I was reading the book at the time when I was naming the album, and that felt like the right metaphor. So.
Was that something that was reflective of what was happening in your life at the
time?
Yeah,
I mean, it was just I was having a rough year, and these songs really kind of helped me square it up and
sure.
Feel okay with it. And so I named the album that, and it's on a long list of names that I've heard DJs and fans bumble over it for months. I'm like, maybe not the best idea, but, you know.
You're not going to issue a retraction?
No,
or
no. I got to stand by my decision here.
Has anybody said, I love that book, like I know what you're talking about? Has that happened yet?
That hasn't happened, but I'll tell you what. He's going to quickly qualify it. But I did as part of like the thing, I bought hundreds of copies of the book.
Okay.
And we have them on the road. And my wife's like, you have to be the only guy in the world to be out signing and selling a book you didn't write.
You didn't even write.
But, you know, it's kind of, I feel like at least with the people that are listening to my music, I think there are people who are reading it now. So
that's cool.
It's not a bad thing. Yeah.
Speaking of the wife, does she go on the road with you?
She does not. Okay. No, there's too much. There's too much to do out here. You know, like if it was what I envisioned when I was a kid, I think she would, but
sure.
it's broken alternators and things like that.
Yeah. And other problems.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. Well, again, Stephen Kellogg in studio, with his backing band playing a show tomorrow night at the Coach House, still some tickets online, coachhouse.com. And we've got some to give away in a little bit. Tell us about another song you want to do.
Cool. Yeah. I think we're going to sing you a song called Forgive You, Forgive Me.
Cool. Whenever you're ready, man.
1, 2, 3, all right. You call me a fake. Maybe you were right. But you don't know what I've been through to stand up here tonight. I called you a friend. Maybe I was wrong. You tear things down and don't expect to find yourself alone. But you are so forgive me, forgive me. And I forgive you, forgive me. You can't win and you may lose, but no one disagrees, but you are nowhere to be found when I was on my knees. Yes, I was. So forgive me, forgive me. And I forgive you, forgive you. Yeah, you can't. And I will forgive you, forgive you. Yeah. You can't win and you may lose, but if you forgive me, babe, I'll forgive. I'm gonna hang my hat on the heads of people who have hit my back. If you're taking notes, you can keep score of that. Forgiveness makes us
again, it's just me, Stephen Kellogg on KX93.5. I just tweeted a photo, by the way, because we have a cool panorama setting here in the studio.
Retweet, man. I'm going to retweet that like crazy.
Please retweet. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Your Twitter, by the way, at Stephen Kellogg, 2 L's, 2 G's.
That's right.
People, my last name is
at
Russell.
At Stephen underscore Kellogg.
Oh, excuse me.
Chip just pointed out. Yep.
Thank you. My last name is Russell, and people often leave out that last L. Same. Which I'm assuming happens to your
same
G.
issue, man.
It's tough.
Totally.
That's why I spelled it out.
But here we are, finding a way.
Stephen Kellogg and the whole band in studio this morning. Again, just a few moments, we'll give away a pair of tickets to the show tomorrow night. Anything else you want to add before you guys go get some breakfast here?
Man, just thanks for having us in, and thanks for listening, people. That's great. We're glad to be here. Yeah,
thanks for making time all the way. Did you start in Massachusetts?
Well, you kicked this one off in Cincinnati because we figure there's no finer city in America than Cincinnati. I feel like we can rip on Cincinnati a little bit from the safe haven of Laguna Beach.
There's no Cincinnati people listening.
Yeah, sorry if the... Yeah.
Well, you came all the way this way. Thank you very much. And again, have a great show tomorrow. And then finally, website, stuff like that. Where can people find your music?
StephenKellogg.com. StephenKellogg.com.
Cool.
That's the spot. Yeah.
All right, man. Cool. Have a great show tomorrow. Thank you again.
Right on. Thank you.
KX 93.5, Laguna's Only FM.